the day of judgment. So this is a most important subject. Perhaps not everybody will have a day when they marry. Not everyone will have a day of becoming a father or a mother. And not everybody will have a day of graduating college or university. Perhaps we have a desire to own our own house or things of that kind. But that day may not come. But the day of judgment is certain. The day of judgment is certain for all of us. Hakuna untu hapa, who will escape the day of judgment. And akwenda ninataka kusema sababu tano, kwa nini tunaweza kujua kwamba certainly pana day of judgment. Five reasons why we can be very sure about this day. So the first reason, sababu ya kwanza, your conscience tells you so. Una sauti ndani, ndio? Na, it speaks to you. It says, no, this thing is wrong. You can't do that. Or it says, here's a thing you ought to do. Labda pana jirani, na, you should help him. Should give them some assistance in need. And your conscience speaks, even when nobody else speaks. Umbulana mdogo, ana ingia dukani. He takes something, he feels something, and hakuna untu ambao ana ona, ana mwana. Lakini, south of your conscience, it speaks. And it says, you've done wrong. And it makes you to fear punishment. And it makes you to be a little worried. That's the voice of conscience. Now the voice of conscience is God's witness. If you're arrested and you go to court, you know, there'll be witnesses. And they'll say, yes, I saw him. I was there, I saw him. Well, conscience is the witness of God. And when nobody else sees, Mungu anaweza kukuona, na Mungu anaongea, he speaks through your conscience. Speaks about guilt, about fear of punishment. So you know there's a day of judgment because God is speaking. Lakini, ya pili? The character of God requires it. God's being means there must be a final judgment. Now we have the new constitution in Kenya and people are saying, oh, we hope they will implement it properly. We hope the MPs and all the people with power that they will implement this constitution, that they will not try to twist, to subvert. But they will make the laws, and they will follow those laws. And there'll be all the bodies who'll be watching carefully to see that it is done. And if you go to a job, and you have a boss, that boss, he will watch you to see if you'll follow his orders. He's given you some commands, will you follow them? He'll watch. How much more God is watching to see if we obey his laws. How much more God will require our obedience. If you disobey the laws of Kenya, well, for you there's the cells, and there's the courthouse, and perhaps there's the prison. They won't forget. How much more God. See, Mungu ni Mungu umtakatifu, umtakatifu kabisa. Anachukia zambi zote. Anachukia na with a hatred which is perfect. God's whole being is against sin. God can never compromise. You know, God can never have some negotiations and say, let's come together, let's discuss. No, God hates all sin, and so he hates our sin. And so there must be a day of judgment, because God will judge sin. Akini yatatu. So what do we have? We have your conscience, character of God. Yatatu. We know justice is not done in this life. We know that, don't we? Every group, they have their grievances. And they say, here's where we've been cheated. And say, what happened in the 1960s? And I hear people talking about land and what was done with land many years ago. And people remember how they've been cheated. And we know that in this life, we don't see perfect justice. Idi Amin, what did that man do? Wanasema, Kramba, Aliwa. Oh, he killed. He put to death, 300,000 people, maybe more. And then at the end, he just went to Saudi Arabia and he lived there in peace. And many years later, he died in peace. So where was the justice for the people of Uganda? Where was the justice? It doesn't come in this life. But God will settle the accounts. Because there is no justice in this life, and because God is a God of justice, and a God who will punish all sin, so there must be a day of judgment. There must be a day when God will put every wrong right and settle every account. If we remember the crimes of the past, how much more does God remember them? If we still long for justice in Kenya over those things of 50 years ago, how much more does God long for justice in his own world, which he made? Well, Yanni is proved for us by the resurrection of Christ. If we look in verse 31, it says that God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice. You see, he's a holy God, he's a just God, by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Mungu already amechugua, the judge. The identity of the judge is already known. God raised his son, Yesu, toka kifo. He raised him from the dead. It's not the right word, is it? He raised Jesus from the dead. So there's not only a day and a law, but even a judge already. And when Paul preached, the people knew, you can't find the body of Jesus. The tomb was empty. The Roman authorities, they buried Jesus in the tomb, and they put Waskari Wengi to kulinda the tomb, but the tomb was empty. The Church of Jesus Christ is in all the world. Jesus Christ is being preached in all the world. Lives are being changed. All the politicians, they love to promise us change, hope and change. But it seems they never quite get over the problems. But Jesus Christ has been changing lives for 2,000 years. People like me, people like you who have been in bondage to sins, Jesus Christ releases them. Those who are thieves and drunkards, those who have anger and temper, those who are liars and gossips, Jesus Christ releases them. And so many people in all the world can testify, yes, Jesus changed me and he forgave me. And he gave me a new heart. so I could pray to God and know God and love God. And so the church has been growing in all the world for 2,000 years. And there is a testimony that Jesus is alive. Because a dead man can't do any of those things, can he? A dead man can't change your heart. But Jesus Christ does. It is the power of God. But fifth, yatano, upendo la mungu. Mungu ana upendo kubwa sana, kubwa kabisa kwa watu wake. I was in Nairobi some months ago, and someone pointed me a school, and they said, that school, you know that the grandchild of the president is going there. Now what will happen if you do something bad to the grandchild of the president? If you harm that child, you know, you kidnap her, or you hurt her on her way to school, or you insult her, what will happen? It won't be forgotten. Someone will be knocking on your door to speak to you. Someone will be looking for you to find you. Because that, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but he or she's precious to the president. One of the president's little precious ones. It's a wonderful thing, I'm sure, to have grandchildren. I don't know if anyone here has grandchildren. But my parents, wazazi wangu, wanapo ona watoto wangu, wanapo rahi sana, wanawapenda sana. It's a wonderful thing. How much more does God love his people? Mungu alimpa Yesu Kristo kufa msalabani kwa watu wake. Ana wapendo sana. And will he forget the sufferings of his people? Because this world does not care for the people of God. In this world, the people of God often suffer. Some countries, if you're a Christian, they'll even kill you. Some countries, they find you with a Bible. You'll go into prison. But if we open our newspapers, we look in the Daily Nation today, the politics, money, fame, music, power, buying and selling, land, cars, sport, Manchester United. Those are the things the world loves. But the people of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, you just do that yourself, but it's not important to the world. But God loves his people and he will not forget them. And there will be a day when before everybody, God shows his love to his people. And God will put right every wrong done his people. We know what happens if some girl is defiled. Then soon there'll be a crowd and they'll be going to find the criminal and there'll be trouble. God cares for his own people and he won't forget them. So there is a day when he'll put every wrong right. Your conscience tells you. The character of God makes it certain that justice is not in this life, so it must be afterwards. The tomb of Jesus is empty. God, his love, his people requires it. So I have two more questions to ask then. Kwa nini usiku hii hujafika? Why has it not arrived yet? Why, if God hates sin, has he not yet judged us? When he's so holy, why are we still alive? Jibu ni katika mstari 30. Well, it says that God has been overlooking men's ignorance or their sin. Okay, when Paul was preaching, for many thousands of years, God had been waiting patiently That's part of the answer. We'll see the answer more fully if I read you 2 Peter. Baroya Pilia Petro Melanguya Tita Mistari Sabampaka Kumi. It says, oh sorry, I'll start from 8. Do not forget this one thing, my friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. But he is patient with you. He does not want anyone to perish, but he wants everyone to come to repentance. It says God is patient. He's perfect in holiness. He's also perfect in patience. You know, when we see a thing that is wrong, then very soon we're angry. And we want to do some karibu sana, kuja, ingia, karibu. When we see a wrong, we want to act quickly. God also is angry with sin, but he can wait. He can wait to act. And he's waiting long. He's so patient. Do you know, that's why we're still alive. That's why we're still here. That is why God has not put us in hell already. Because of his patience. He's patient with us, waiting. And what is he waiting for? Well, he's waiting for us to repent. As in verse 30, he commands all people everywhere to repent. Wakati Paulo alihubiri miaka elfu mbili, in the past now. God is still waiting for repentance. So let me ask then the final question. How can we be ready? What must we do? How can we be ready for the day of judgment? Kua tayari. Well, first thing, recognize who Jesus is. See who Jesus is. As it says in verse 31, Jesus, well, he's just called here the one who's been raised from the dead, but we know who that is, that's Jesus. God has raised him up, and he has appointed him to judge the world. So, Yesu ni Bwana, Bwana wa dunia wote, hakuna ingine. The world now is under the rule of Jesus. Kama Yesu alisema, all authority and power in heaven and earth is given to me, he said. And all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. So go and preach the gospel, he said. Recognize who Jesus is. The world is not our world. It's not existing for us. It is existing for Jesus. He is appointed Lord. So we need to change our thinking. Chagua akili. Kusemandio. Mimi si buona. Mimi si infame. Yesu Dio. Ni infame. Ni buona. So I'll take my crown off and I'll lay it at the feet of Jesus. Say, wewe ni buona. So second, then we must trust in his mercy. We must believe in his mercy. Why has he been waiting so long? Why has the day not come? Oh, because he is willing to forgive us. Anapenda kabisa kutusamehe. Anapenda kabisa kutusamehe. That is why he's waiting. Jina lake ni Yesu. Na Yesu, it means Savior, Mwokozi. So I don't know if everybody's name has a meaning. I know here, Ndugu Julius, his name is Okech, which means he was born in a time of hunger, born in time of famine. My name is Anderson. And that means that somewhere I have an ancestor, Gina Lucky, Elikua Andrew, Andrew's son, Wanawa Andrew. But I don't know who that man was, a long, long time ago. But Gina Lakietu ni Mokozi. He's the judge, he's the Lord, but you can trust him as the Savior, because he's waiting for us to trust in him. Wiki iliopita, nili hubiri Yohane mlango ya tatu, mstari kumi na sita. Mungu, he so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How can you be any more safe than this, when the judge is your Savior? You're in the court, and the judge himself has died for your crimes. The judge himself was killed and paid the price for your sins. You know he can't punish you again. We know he can't throw you into hell also. Cross above you, he's done it already. Ali Kufa and Salabani. Na sasa ame kufufa kuf. He's risen. Fufuka, something. Fufuka. Okay, now, yatatu, to repent. Repent of your sins. It's there in verse 30. Now God commands watu wote kila mahali to repent. To repent just means to turn. Okay, you're going one way. And they say, this is the wrong way. I'm going into destruction. I'm going into danger. This is a bad place I'm going to. And then you turn right around. And maybe it's a long way back. But you go the other way. We have lived our way. But that's wrong. The world belongs to Jesus. He's Lord. So now we must go his way and follow him. Kua wanafunzi wake. Actually, it's a good thing to be Jesus' disciple. It's a good thing that the Son of God is your teacher. He's even your friend. But we have to repent and say, Jesus, what you say I will do. Where you send me, I will go. When I work, I'll try to please you. When I'm in my family, I'll try to love them for you. What I think and what I say, I want to please you. So turn to him. Even today, he'll forgive all your sins forever. There's no price to pay. There's no work to earn your salvation. But if we turn to Jesus and trust in him as the Savior, he gives it as a free gift. So please, tukumbuke vitu hivi. The day is fixed. There is a day of judgment. We know it. The judge is appointed and he's waiting. The courtroom is booked. But leo ni siku ya wokovu. Leo tunaweza kurudi Mungu kupenda wanake Yesu Christo, and then we can live. That's the gospel. Believe it and live today. Amen.